for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello, this is Richie Sambora. Not to be confused with Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi. You're listening to TagCast Podcast.
I'm Survivor, and you got your eye on the tiger at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
This is Robin Leach, and you're listening to the Flames Comedy Hour on Dudes Chillin' Network.
I've got a New York peppermint patty in my hand. It's brand new.
Is that from New York?
No. It's from Flamesville. But it's new. And it's a York.
I'm not a big mint guy.
Why do you have it?
Because Aaron got a big old bag of candy.
Aaron's got a big old bag of candy.
When was the last time you went to Old York?
I've never been to Old York or Old Jersey.
Or Yorktown.
Where's fucking Old England? Oh, jolly old England, mighty.
That would be like Vermont.
You keep your Vermont to yourself. It's Friday. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome.
Terry and Gatch Comedy Show number 691. We got Flames in the house, and he brought me candy. Thank you for being here and for the candy. What'd you do last weekend, Flames?
I spent...
We didn't have you on the show all week.
Yeah, I just been working.
Hanging with the boy.
Working and hanging out with the boy.
Right on. It's awesome.
How about that pizza now?
Oh, man, I ordered some pizza balls, and apparently that's not what they're called. Because the lady said, excuse me?
Yeah.
Pizza bites, you mean? I go, oh, yeah, I guess, whatever. Pizza bowls. You put it in a bowl, it's a pizza bowl.
Dude, it was awesome, though.
Oh, yeah.
I love pizza now.
Yep.
Christmas. Corner of Hill and Queen at
9268.
92.
We've lost our minds.
2900.
We've lost our minds. 0900 is the last four digits of the number. But Crispy Salmon, he was busy down there swinging some pizzas. Oh, shit.
They were. Pizza Now was very busy.
Mm-hmm. That was some Napalm Death instrumental stuff to start off the show.
That was nice. That was very relaxing.
I haven't eaten out peppermint patty for a long time.
It's a lot of mint at one time.
Marcy's jealous right now.
9280900.
Thank you. Also, you can follow him on Twitter
at
PizzaNow1. And you can get him on Facebook at facebook.com/... Pizza Now Albany. They've always got something special because...
Dude, you should follow them on Facebook because sometimes you get free pizza bites.
I ate some pizza bites. They're good. Only $3.99 for six. It's a cool deal.
It is a good deal.
Oh, now my stomach is full.
You know Andy Warhol?
Wandy.
You know him?
Wandy Warhol?
You know he was commissioned to make a painting...
Of a banana.
A digital art promo for the Amiga 1000 way back in like 1986. Did you ever have an Amiga?
I don't believe so. What's an Amiga?
Did you ever have an Amigo?
I have a Spanish friend.
All right.
But what's an Amigo?
It's a computer.
Oh.
The Amiga 1000.
I didn't have computers until like 2004.
And Andy Warhol on a computer art. Imagine.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Huh?
But his archivists just went through some old... discs, it took them like 7 years to go through because, you know, how long ago it was to be able to read those files. And they found 18 digital images that he worked on. 12 of them were signed.
I bet those are worth pretty pennies.
I tried to reach him for comment, but he has not returned any of my calls so far.
You tried to reach him?
Yeah. I called him up, but I just keep getting a machine.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was dead.
Just like when I called up Dwayne Allman.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I heard he was pretty happy lately working on that new project that he's got going. Almond Joy.
William Hurt.
He's Almond Joy.
It's Greg Almond Joy. Hi ho! How you guys doing out there today? It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show coming to your drive home. It's your drive home today in the fast track. You can go in the fucking. Do you know they got a new thing now? When you're driving on the freeway, they got a fucking gridlock going on in LA. They have two lanes on the side with a diamond thing for carpool only. Right?
Diamond thing. That's a new metal band, isn't it?
You know carpool lane.
Yeah.
You can only drive it if you have a blow up doll or a friend with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can pay money to drive in the fast express lane.
Drive in the fast lane!
With no blow up doll in your car.
That's if you want to pay for it.
It's like 25 cents a mile up to $1.15 a mile, depending on how busy traffic is at the time. So the busier it is, the more you pay.
Sure. It's,
is that a
yeah.
fucking racket?
Oh,
and then you would be, you'd also be expending more gas too, wouldn't you?
Because you're driving faster.
Yeah.
You want to hear something funny?
I'm already laughing.
They built this highway. Mm-hmm. It's like a freeway. It's a toll freeway kind of.
We gotta tape that.
And it goes clear around Denver metro area there.
Yeah.
And it's only for it's a toll road.
Okay.
Okay, but yet there's all these thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
How many thousands?
Oh,
I was
hundreds.
3,000.
There's over
hundreds.
A million people.
You just said it's thousands. Now you're telling me it's hundreds?
Well,
okay,
well,
go ahead.
There's
Sorry.
A We're lot of people in the Denver metro.
We're rude.
Hundreds of people, I heard.
But yet, I mean, they'll go.
Rude.
They'll go. You know.
You know.
A mile an hour for miles on end, sitting on the freeway in a packed. I mean, just gnarly traffic.
Oh, dude.
Gnarly traffic.
Gnarly?
Six lanes wide, just...
Oh, packed.
Stop.
Bumper to bumper.
Yep, stop.
Stop. Yeah, at traffic. It's gnarly. So...
Gnarly.
Yeah, but yet this... This road is just totally empty all the time. This toll road.
Totally empty?
Yeah. Very once... I've been on it with a friend of mine who was a landscaper, irrigation
Ooh.
Guy.
Yeah, I fucking hate those landscapers.
They have the little boxes inside the car, so all they just do is just drive on it, and there's a thing that just picks up.
Yeah?
Yeah, he goes through a different road when he enters. You have two roads that you can enter, where you have to pay, and then one where you can just go because you've already paid.
Toll-free. The 1-800.
I got a list here.
Wait.
This is related, though.
Okay.
This is related. This is a list of people that are likely to pay to... drive in the carpool lane. Hard-headed men who are brutally handsome. Girls who are terminally pretty.
With nasty dispositions.
People with nasty reputations who are cruel dudes. Ruthless people.
Who think they're cool.
Crude people. And people that are good in bed.
That's a wide, diverse group of people.
It is.
And that's why the one lane was totally empty, which rhymes with totally simpty.
And that's why it's life in the fast lane.
Do you know what totally simpty is?
Have you...
You guys don't know what simpty is?
Simpty, no.
It's the Society of Motion Picture and Television Engineer. It's the only thing that rhymes with empty.
If you have lines on your face or on the mirror... You might drive in the fast lane.
Right. You're turning into Jeff Foxworthy. If you are a nasty reputation with a cruel dude, you might be driving in the fast lane.
Oh.
If you have tea bags taped underneath your eyes, you might be driving in the fast lane.
If you're out every evening until it was light,
you might be driving in the fast lane.
What would you be doing with tea bags taped to your eyes?
If you're too
Ask
tired,
Joe Walsh. She's driving in the fast
if
lane.
If you're too tired to fight.
You might be. Okay, so here's the story behind that. I was hoping you would ask, and that wouldn't just fly by, and everybody listening at home would be going, why would he say he had tea bags taped under his eyes? Well, when I was a kid, my dad used to buy me all kinds of these musical books so I could learn all the good songs on the radio because he thought he had a prodigal son. Not a prodigal, a prodigy. Mm-hmm.
I didn't leave and come back. I was just kind of good at stuff. And so he'd buy me these books, and he bought me an Eagles Hotel California book. And so you'd go to the first page, and it would show a picture of, like, Don Henley. And then it would show Hotel California, sheet music, words, all that stuff. You get to Life in the Fast Lane, there's a picture of Joe Walsh, and he's got Lipton tea bags taped under his eyeballs, but he's got the dipping part taped under, so they're hanging, the bags are hanging, like, below his chin. Literally had bags under his eyes. Which wow. is, I think that's what he was getting.
Whoa!
Joe Walsh being funny.
Man, that guy is a sillyographer.
Life in the Fast Lane, it'll surely make you lose your mind, and you'll have bags on your mirror and bags on your face.
Did you know what a sillyographer is?
A stillographer?
A sillyographer.
Sill?
Sill.
That's someone who's really paranoid and is always looking out the window. Because I knew a girl named Windowsill Jill.
It's a writer of satire.
You know Windowsill Jill?
No. Mm-hmm.
She's always at the windowsill. Someone out there? Someone out there? You going to babysit my kid? Someone out there? Someone out there? Someone out there? Hey, is someone out there? Is someone out there?
Hello.
Is there anybody out there?
A sillyographer is a writer of satire.
Well, I'm a sillyographer.
Sillyographer.
I'll sillog the fuck out of you.
Sillyographer.
Have you ever been sillogged?
I have not.
Have you ever been sillogged that you couldn't get up?
Did you know you can give filth a piano, but you can't give filth a fish?
Why are you speaking Yiddish now? He's a gefilte fish and he's Yiddish. I was just
have you ever
to
had
Jewish
sex
comedy. I have.
With a horse?
No.
What?
That was a two-part question.
Say what now?
I'll ask Flames. Have you ever had sex?
Yes.
With a horse?
No.
Oh, see? Okay. It changes so quickly.
It does.
Now, there was a man who was fucked by a horse, and he died due to complications of the fucking. And that's when it really occurs to me that it's a lie when people say that size doesn't matter. Because if he would have got fucked by a little pig or something, he probably wouldn't have died.
No.
So size does matter.
Have you ever had sex with a transgender?
Yep. No, I got fucked by a tranny in Portland once. It was the transmission on our Nissan. Hi-yo!
An Arizona woman, well, she describes herself as transgender.
She's two women?
Was arrested this week when she went to Craigslist to try to hook up with a horse.
Dude.
Her Craigslist ad said, I am a 22-year-old and I want to play with a male horse. Simple as that.
I hate to break it to you, lady,
if
but
you
wow.
have access to a male horse and can allow me access to a male horse, then contact me, please. Winky smiley face.
Hold your horse.
Winky smiley face.
When the horse was asked if he wanted to have sex with her, he said, nay, and stomped one time for no.
I was just going to say, horses can't type, so they're not going to be responding to no Craigslist ad.
She must have been pretty gnarly if the horse said no.
Somebody saw the ad, though, nay. And turned her in for bestiality.
What?
Yep.
What a buzzkill.
Yeah.
I know.
Why can't some people just try to have fun?
Yep. She said she would do them a favor.
There is a chance that she could have died, and then there would have been one less fucker.
I know. Maybe
one less horse fucker.
Maybe she needed that to save the world.
Have you ever fucked a giraffe in the neck? What do you do?
No, I can't stand that high.
I don't carry around ladders with me.
Do you do mushrooms? No, I can't stand that high. I've been thinking about doing some mushrooms this summer. What do you guys think for advice from friends?
Meow.
Yes, I got one meow. What do you say? I'm 45 years old.
If you want to.
I think I want to, but...
If you don't want to, don't do it.
No, I want
to, and you do it, and then you might have a bad trip.
Oh, dude.
I don't understand the bad trip theory.
I'm king of the bad trip, dude. I love them. That's what I'm looking for here.
I'm not. Yeah.
Why
right.
did I put my hand up? Can I say something? You guys, pick
Are you
me,
king
pick
of
me.
The bad trip?
Yeah. I had a bad trip like the last time I did mushrooms.
What? Mm-hmm. How do you have a bad trip?
Because I ate too many and I wanted it to stop. And then there was some heavy shit going on and I couldn't get out
Once
of
you
it.
Want it to stop, that's kind of when things spiral down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you got 12 more hours at least.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
My friend had poured out a 20-pound bag of buckshot in front of the Brownsville Tavern, in front of the door.
For what reason? So people roll around in like a cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because on mushrooms, that seems like something funny.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down the street on the bench about a block or two down and waited for people to come out of the tavern.
A 20-pound bag.
Yeah, it was, yeah. A lot of little buckshots.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like a cartoon. And the first guy that walked out was probably about 5'6", a short little dude.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a half pint. And I swear, he came out and his fucking feet went higher than his head was before he started. He just, it was totally cartoon. He just went, whoop. He might have went, whoop. Or something with like a,
with his feet kicking first.
That's what we saw. Then we were like, there was four or five of us, and we were fucking just tripping balls.
Was he okay?
He was pissed.
I bet he was.
He was okay because we blew our cover because we just were like, ah! He's all, hey, we're like, what? And he's like, is that your fucking trick? And the guy who did it was younger than me. He was probably 15. He's like, yeah, what are you going to do about it, asshole? And the guy's all, I'm going to kick your ass. And he's like, you're going to have to catch me first, son of a bitch. He takes off running, and the guy's half drunk. He comes down to us, and he's like, hey, what the fuck? And we're like, I don't know that guy. And he's like, well, why are you guys laughing? I was like, it was funny, dude. Man. You should have seen yourself. You're fucking right about that time, dude number two comes out. Fucking, he was taller, but same thing, fucking whoop. And he's like, the guy who got up first, he's at this point is realizing that he didn't clean up the balls and people are coming. He's like, hey, tell someone to, like, he's trying to help his friends because we're all partying in the bar. We're teenagers, we can't go in. And so this is fun and I'm having a good time. Then big dude comes out, and then where he comes out, this is bullshit, man. Somebody could crack their head open on the goddamn pavement of the fucking, I don't want to do this. And I want to know who's fucking, we're like, well, we're trying to, he's like, it's not funny, you guys. This could be serious. And you guys are just kids. And we're like, who did this? And we're like, we don't know. He ran off down the road. And then Randy Massey, his voice at that time was just like switching between puberty and, because we were like 14, 15.
Yeah.
He kind of talked like this. He's like, hey, you better leave us alone. Do you know who my dad is? And he's like, no. And he's like, my dad's Leroy Massey, and he'll fucking kick your ass. I'll go get him right now. He kind of talked like a little bit of grown-up Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not really as high as Mickey Mouse. And it was just so hilarious because that guy didn't know who Leroy Massey was, and he didn't care. And he's like, I don't give a fuck who your dad was. And then, like, more and more people are coming out and falling. And, like, I was like, this is not cool. So we run home, and then, like, all of a sudden, the beauty or what's happening is done. And then I'm, like, just tripping, and I wanted to stop. And I remember putting my hands over my eyes for, like, 45 minutes, and I just wasn't comfortable. And so I always did acid after that. And I did acid probably 60 times with Dan Morgan and Hooter and Brady and all those guys back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
I haven't done acid or mushrooms in probably 20 years.
When you did mushrooms, did you just eat them?
I ate them. They were just Liberty Caps, psilocybin.
Yeah, that's... You want to make tea out of them.
I got kind of sick to my stomach, too, because I just watered them up in, like, balls and swallowed them.
Yeah.
And I ate, like, 5 grams.
Yeah, it's easier on your system. It's a lot easier on your system if you make tea. You make it taste a lot better. Yeah.
Put it in orange juice and he'd drink it.
Yeah.
Just eat them. Stop being a pussy.
No. No. What's
wrong with just eating them?
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Make tea.
I don't like tea.
Well, you can make it taste however you want.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a myth.
You can make piss taste out.
Dude, I've made tea and put 6 times as much honey in tea as it is. It still tastes like shit.
Oh, no.
It's like a jar of honey, and I put a gram of tea in it.
I'm
and
the master
it still tasted
of
like
shroom
shit.
Tea.
Shroom tea?
Yes.
Can you get me some?
You can't make tea taste good.
I can probably get you some shroom tea. I always, that's the only way I'll do it. I don't like eating mushrooms. I'll boil them and then strain them.
You boil them, and then what do you boil everything out of them?
Exactly. And then I drink what came out of them.
It evaporated.
No.
Point, counterpoint?
I fry balls.
You do? Like on a skillet or what?
I fry balls.
What are you frying balls for, dude?
I've always fried balls.
You dipping your balls in frying oil?
Now, are you saying that you prefer
Because I'm taking kind of a
no. It's
do you
it's,
prefer mushrooms to acid? Is the question.
I like them equally. Except
that's a great answer.
Except for the one thing that the mushroom has over the acid.
The natural high.
One's natural, the other one's not.
Synthetic, yeah.
Yeah. So, and when I do it, I like to make tea out of it because it is more potent
you
than
said
acid.
That. You said, you, yeah.
Yeah. And then and it's just easier. I think it does something. I've had friends, you know, that it just
You've
eat the mushrooms
friends.
That told me when they eat the mushrooms.
Here's
like,
the
and
weird
you
thing.
Just said that it kind of makes you nauseous.
I did not like the taste or it made me...
After a while, just sitting there in your gut. And
plus, we were fucking drinking alcohol and being stupid.
You ever hear about that baseball guy who did LSD?
John Rocker?
No.
Oh.
You were talking about John Rocker before. What were you talking about?
Because he was the inspiration for Kenny Powers, and he recently showed up to a Stanhope show, and he was hanging out with Amy and Doug, and... They were like, who's this fucking jar-headed douchebag? Because he looks like a jar-headed douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, it's John Rocker. Oh, hey, what's up? You're cool.
Isn't that the pitcher?
Yeah, and he was in trouble for making racial comments and homophobic comments because he hates nigger faggots.
Oh. Wow.
I didn't say it.
He said that. He probably said that on national TV. Yeah.
He said it from the mound. No, I'm just kidding.
Woo.
He said it from the mound. No, he said it from the locker room or the dugout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But probably not a quote. I'm just being a dick.
No, he's
a misogynistic, homophobic motherfucker.
It was June 12th, 1970. You remember that day?
I do.
I remember like it was June 12th, 1970.
Like I was a year and a half old.
Yeah.
What were we doing that day, Flames? We were on a play date. Me and Flames were. We were in a crib. We were chilling in our crib.
No, I was probably sneaking out in the backyard.
I was chilling in the playpen. Waddling around
this guy,
on one leg.
He was a pitcher for the Pirates.
Oh, okay.
Arg, matey.
Doc Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
Later to go change his name to Severinsen and play on the Tonight Show.
Yeah, he did. he flew into San Diego on Thursday, June 11th, for a series against Padres.
Doc Ellis.
He reported that he visited a friend in Los Angeles and used LSD two or three times.
Doc Ellis.
Wow.
Doc LSD.
Before a game?
Thinking it was still Thursday, he took a hit of LSD on Friday at noon, and his friend's girlfriend reminded him at 2 p.m. that he was scheduled to pitch that night. He flew from Los Angeles to San Diego at 3 p.m. and arrived at San Diego Stadium at 4:30, and the game started at 6. So 6 hours after he took it. He was
Perfect.
Starting the game. Yep.
That's awesome. Yep.
He threw
right in the
a
middle.
No-hitter despite being unable to feel the ball or see the batter or catcher clearly. He said that his catcher wore reflective tape on his fingers, which helped him to see his signals. He walked 8 batters and struck out 6, and he was aided by excellent fielding.
Brilliant.
No-hitter.
Wow.
Said he had a feeling of euphoria. I was zeroed in on the catcher's glove, but I didn't hit the glove too much. I remember hitting a couple batters, and the bases were loaded two or three times. The ball was small sometimes. The ball was large sometimes. Sometimes I saw the catcher. Sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I tried to stare the hitter down and throw while I was looking at him, and sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I chewed my gum until it turned into a powder, and sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I started having a crazy idea in the fourth inning that Richard Nixon was the home plate umpire, and sometimes I didn't. One time I thought I was pitching to Jimi Hendrix, who to me was holding a guitar and swinging it over the plate, and sometimes I didn't. He said he remembers the ball wasn't hit hard and never reached me. He jumped at a line drive. Jumped out of the way, and then the ball didn't even get to him.
He jumped out of the way, and the ball didn't even get to him. Wow.
He said that he never used LSD again during the season, though he continued to use amphetamines.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, do you know what's ironic about that story? I was 1.5 when that was happening, and I was also on LSD as I watched that game. And sometimes I was in my crib, and sometimes I wasn't. Sometimes I felt like I was a nut, and sometimes I didn't.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy's got nuts.
Mounds don't.
Pitcher mound. The pitcher mound turned into a fucking Almond Joy, and there was a fucking big nut under my pitcher mound.
What do you think about that?
Man.
I think that I understand now why I didn't see Al's fucking updates. Because I wasn't friends with So What Al.
What?
Thanks a lot, fucking So What Al.
Oh, I thought you guys were saying earlier Owl.
No, we're talking about Owl.
Owl.
Our friend. He said, if you want to read me posts and what you got, it's hard to read his posts. If you want to read me posts and whatnot, you got to join So What Teacup, the group here on Facebook, you know. I know it's like what the F word, but hey, I'm worth the effort. And remember, when someone closes a door, F word looking for a window. Pour gasoline on that dang thing and build your empire on the ashes. So What Teacup? That was April 14th. Mm-hmm. He has now since hit the road on his quest. You heard about what Al's doing?
Yeah.
He scared pigeon.
He did. He took a trip. So What Teacup. He was a guest on here promoting that.
He's been on here several
and,
times.
And he left on 4/21 at 10 p.m.
We've even had Flames and Al on the show at the same motherfucking time.
Mm-hmm. That was a while ago.
New Year's Eve of last year.
Yep.
A year and a half ago.
So he left at 10 p.m., and I thought I'd read some updates from him from that since then.
Yeah.
Day two, spent the night at an awesome house in the woods with a great group of peeps. As soon as they offered me their couch, it started pouring rain. Meant to be? Ha 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 ha. Fed me, let me crash, and made me breakfast. America, I love you. I'm in Oak Ridge, boy. Cool small community, getting a lot of looks, but I don't mind. Turns out Elko might be a bust.
Elko?
So What Teacup?
What's Elko?
It's a town, isn't it?
I guess. It's weird. I'm on his page that you're reading from, and I don't get, I guess because I'm not his friend, I don't get to see any of those posts.
That's probably true. Word! Reno! Got lost for 4 hours. Ha, 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 ha. Walking the streets at 2 a.m. Not such a good place for a surf skate guy who's always smiling, LOL. Check it.
Shit.
Got some great rides. Got a ride from a cool trucker named Rick. Funny, funny cat. Then another trucker named Arturo. Another cat gave me $20 and a sandwich and a water. Then a short ride from a gentleman named Bill. It was only like 3 miles, but he kicked me down some cookies.
So What Teacup?
Asked me if I thought my glass was half full or empty. I was like, man, I'm just jazzed I got some water at all, and now I have a glass to refill.
So What Teacup?
Then another kind of short ride, 25 miles, but hey, better than walking. Ha 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 ha.
So What Teacup?
Another real funny guy. Then this cat picked me up named Chris, took me all the way to Reno. So cool. We listened to old school Mac Dre and my posse's on Broadway. Ha ha ha, so much fun. Hi, 4 hours from Salt Lake in the awesome extended So What Teacup fam we have there. Check this, got picked after my last post last night by a real cool first gen Russian named Victor. Great guy, cool accent, and a great driver.
Victor. Victor. So What Teacup? Hit it, Gatch. Come on, man. So What Teacup?
Word, ha ha ha. So close but so far from a shower and at least a cushioned place to sleep, but that is the way of the road, Bubbles.
Right.
Found a spot under a pine, laid out me beach towel, grabbed my beach blanket, and looked at the stars. Battery died on my iPod, or that pine would have got a lullaby.
Ooh.
So
then out of nowhere, the temp just drops. I'm waking up by stinging cold toes. Ha, 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 ha. So cold. Ha, ha, ha.
So what, teacup?
But I would so tuck teacup. Me some hardcore fools, so I just slept cold. Ha, 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 ha.
Hardcore fools.
I like four disc guys walking his dog, and I guess they both wanted to examine the lump resting his head on a skateboard.
Disc guy.
Dog sticks his nose under my blanket and touches his nose to mine, and I pop up quick and have this poor dog in the air by its neck, and the guy stumbles back and falls. LOL.
That's not funny. So what, teacup?
I was going off my first instinct. Guess I'm a fight or flight or freeze. Ha ha
ha. So what, teacup? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, Al is on the road. He's hitchhiking, skateboarding across the country.
Yep.
He's having a good time. He's fucking strangling some dogs out. Go to
Awesome. He's getting out there and he's promoting So What Teacup on the road.
And in case you don't know, So What Teacup just sounds like another language's mantra of
Soatika,
like don't worry, be happy type of bullshit. Mm-hmm. And he thought it sounded like So What Teacup, so that's what they named their company. They make skateboard decks and probably surfboards, I would imagine. And he's going on the road promoting, so check him out. It's So What Al, and So What is one word. Sowhat, last name Al, from the Albany. That's right. That rhyme, too. It's Sowhat and Al from the Albany. Don't laugh at me with your fucking duck's jacket on.
Did you know a bar was fined $21,000 for having karaoke night?
I don't doubt
it. Wow.
Because no royalties from BMI?
Yep.
An ASCAP? Dude, the lady from
the Brownsville. Well, she did have two of the three. She just didn't have the BMI.
Well, that's what you got to have them all, man.
Yep.
It's crazy pants, dude. This lady was making a big deal about it. And I remember a long, long time ago in Missouri. Actually, it was in Lebanon, Oregon. We were playing at the Kuhn. It was sullen. And the guy was very no covers. You know, I don't pay the BMI or ASCAP licensing fees, so no covers whatsoever. We're like, that's cool. No covers.
Well, covers wouldn't even be covered under that anyway if you did pay those, right? Because you still got to pay the performance.
No, I think you pay a certain amount and you can have up to, like, what the lady pays in Brownsville. She said she can have up to four live music nights a month. Hmm. I mean, a year, excuse me, because she pays the minimum. But she says she can have comedy, because comedy don't do covers, and you know, unless you're in there doing other comics bits.
Yeah.
But so we were going to do a sound check, and we busted into what we thought was an obscure Nirvana song, and back then it was even more obscure than it is now, but we bust into Aneurysm, and we get about 1 minute into it, and dude comes running from the back, stop, I told you guys, no covers, and we're like... It's not the show. Where's the sound check? And it's not really. He's like, doesn't matter, dude. No covers. I was like, okay. Wow. Fuck, dude. Well, that just goes to prove you. Karaoke.
Yep, you never know when there's a representative in there.
Right. And that's the same thing with that lady from Brownsville. She won't have cover bands because she don't pay the prices.
Yep.
If you want. And she said she could even get fined.
Like $4,500 a year.
She found out that the people who were working the morning shift when she wasn't there were playing CDs through the system.
Yep, that's too.
She could get fined for that because they have to be played through the jukebox, which is licensed with the, you pay money and the artist gets something.
You have to register if you use music to enhance a patron's experience, even if it comes from the TV.
Yep. True dat. You can't be playing videos from fucking MTV if you were in the 1980s.
Nor can you sports programs to encourage people to come visit your bar unless
what?
You pay the NFL their licensing fees, I'm sure.
What?
Right? No, otherwise, it's illegal.
No,
yep.
No,
you cannot.
No, because it's no.
You don't think the NFL would be all over that?
What about the NBA? All the fucking playoffs.
Yep, exactly.
Sports bars. It's fucking sports bars, dude. They don't pay those things for the NFL and the NBA.
They're illegal then.
I don't believe that.
It doesn't mean That it's at the end of every broadcast. It says you have to have written consent of the NFL and its partners to broadcast for public
use. Not when it's
or broadcast or
you're paying those fees when you pay your Dish bill. Bro.
Nope.
Come on,
no,
man.
No, you're not,
dude. Like I told
you,
not. You're gonna have to get in between this only yellow starburst. What the fuck are you, a Chinese man? Thanks though. Appreciate it. Jap. You know what a Jap is?
Is it somebody from Japanese?
No. Oh.
You racist.
Yeah, you failed the racism test. You're a 9 on top of the...
What's a Jap?
It's a Jewish American princess. This is a serious thing. Don't laugh at me. You guys both laughed when I said that. Now,
you know, there was a show that had bronies on it.
There's a fucking whole documentary.
It was Community.
Well, there's
Community.
A documentary about it on fucking Netflix about bronies, and I'm a little upset.
Why?
What are bronies?
Because you're being outed?
They're guys that like My Little Pony.
Oh.
You forgot about... Remember we talked about that for a second. Yeah. So they're talking about it on Community. In case anybody wonders, I'm eating a fucking Starburst right now. It's pretty tasty. It's a cowardly Starburst, though. The old yellow dog.
Yeah, I thought it was that show.
What?
Community.
I don't never watch it, but I heard it's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Chevy Chase is an idiot. Dude, what are those little animals?
That's what he got. That's what he got in his bag, man.
A fucking pig and a goat?
Man.
Hey, look, it's a goat fucking a pig.
It is. Holy cow.
No,
we aren't a video podcast.
What does that mean? Oh.
People can't see what we're doing.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, you didn't know that a Jap was called a Jewish American princess?
No.
Well, fuck you then.
Did you know if you
I
wipe...
I did not know.
If you wipe... You,
I shouldn't
you,
have said
Have
that.
You
I'm
ever
sorry.
Used Burt's Bees wax on your lips, flames?
Say what now?
Burt's Bees wax.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You can wipe it on your eyelids.
You can get high from it.
What?
It's the new trend. It's the new craze with kids. Beeswax on the eyelids, bitches. Yeah. Don't look at me like you don't believe it. Vodka-infused tampons? You don't think they'll put beeswax on their eyelids?
Say, what? Vodka-infused tampons?
You know, I never heard of that either.
They put them in their butt.
The boys do. The girls put them in their vagina. You soak a vagina. You can get like 2 shots of vodka in a tampon, and then they shove it up their pussy.
Oh, and they let it sit there, and they get drunk.
They get drunk, and they don't have alcohol in their breath, and it goes right into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
The vagina is like the anus, like a, you know,
fuck
Stevie Nixon or Coke blowing episodes, blowing coke up her ass.
Mm.
Choke up her ass.
Yeah, so if you take Burt's beeswax and rub it on your eyelids, you don't get high from it. You get a sting sensation in your eyelids, and it makes kids think that they're on drugs. Let's go have some Glade. You ever have Glade?
No.
What? How long have you guys known each other?
Long time. I've never...
Yep.
He never talked you into having Glade?
Oh, no. You'd have a real hard time telling me to have cleaning products.
Dude, it cleans out your system.
Mm-hmm.
Do you celebrate Columbus
cleans
Day?
Cleans out all your brain
cells.
He's
trying to change the subject because he's a Glade huffer.
Uh-uh.
You guys are both chewing. And it, you know.
He's just mad because we're talking about Glade huffing. He might not have ever admitted that to you, but he had a problem with it for a while.
I never had a problem with it.
See, he's in denial right now.
No, he mentioned it.
Okay, good. I'm just kidding anyway, you guys. Listeners, I'm sorry for smacking in your ear, and I'm sorry for trying to out Dustin as a Glade huffer when he really wasn't. He was as much a Glade huffer as I was a Tester's Model Glue huffer, which I just dabbled. Dude, you could take an 89-cent tube of Tester's Model Glue, put it into a bread sack.
Who hasn't huffed something, though?
Put in a bread sack,
yeah,
and just like put the bread sack over your mouth and just go
What kind of bread sack, though? Was it one of those ones? Was it one of those ones where you had the two sacks in there, so nope. You had to get the one sack out?
It's one of those things, like when you're younger, like I was probably 8 or 9.
Did you take your Blazer card out of there first?
And I had a visual memory of it. It was a Franz wheat bread bag with the gold on it and the brown. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of huffing glue. And I tell you, it was worse than Rush.
Did you put the bread back in afterwards?
No, the bread had long been eaten.
Oh. Mm. Did you ever eat bread just to get to the empty bag?
Yeah, I ate three loaves just so I could huff. I was like, if I don't eat these breads, I'm going to end up making a model and waste all that glue. I had a van once that I made a model because I used to like make models.
Yeah.
And it was called the Vandal.
I made the ZZ Top Eliminator.
It was a Chevy van.
Yep.
It was a Chevy van, wasn't it?
Probably. It had one of those teardrop windows on the back.
In the back, yeah.
Yeah.
What a pain gluing all those motors together, though, remember?
Oh, I loved it.
What's the fucking point?
To help you learn how to be engineerical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. This is how a distributor cap goes on there. You just dab a little glue on the engine block and slap it on there.
It ain't about dabbing a little glue on it. You got to
clean the chrome off.
That's right. And you got to use a fucking toothpick and just get it on there to where it doesn't seep out and look all gross and melt the plastic. I mean, I was picky.
I was into it.
Yeah. You too?
Yeah.
And my brother would just go...
I built some models.
Dude, what the fuck, man? You've got bubbles in your decals. You gotta keep your decals. Just
why
like
don't
smooth.
I just buy the Snap-ons?
I spent over 6 months on one of my models.
Snap-ons. Are cool.
Yeah, I had a one that was that was the Challenger.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Did it explode? And
it
kill
did.
The
I
teacher?
Blew it up.
You're like teacher.
Yep. That's rude. I even gave it to my teacher when it blew up.
What would have
been?
He's
only got one hand now.
You should have put a fucking bomb in it and then said, look, I got you this present, teacher. And as soon as she picked it up, it just exploded. Second teacher killed by Challenger explosion.
They were all teachers. They all taught us something, right?
No.
Yeah, they did. They taught us you want to double check before you go up in space.
They taught us all not to want to be astronauts when they grow up.
I spoiled a review for you this week when I told you that Fred Willard died.
You know what
going to
you
space.
Spoiled is I almost started looking to see if Fred Willard was dead because my mind started racing. I was like, was this a bucket list thing of Fred Willard's? Why was he going to space? And man, it sucks that he's dead.
Nope. What happened was Forrest McNeil, his son-in-law.
And I tried to find it.
He bought him a trip to space. And then he was just yakking away there. He didn't put a safety belt or anything on. And then they lifted off and he just went, bap! I'm just like, bap! Just, right against the ceiling and then just dropped to the floor dead.
Oh,
never.
Man.
And then they get into space and he's all floating
around. He just kind of lifts up and he's all...
And this couple were up there and they were... He was... proposing to her, but he was floating across the camera the whole time. And she's all, what was he floating across it the whole time?
Yeah. Since this is Friday, the episode from the other night was a season finale. And so I think I think that's why they weren't replaying the one that I missed, which was Fred Willard going to space. But
And best friends.
Yeah.
And having a best friend.
It's tough having a best friend.
It was weird.
That's just a weird show.
It is weird. It's funny.
I like when he was Batman.
Good.
Yeah.
And then I like that one, I can't remember, it was terrible, like a divorce.
Yeah.
And he's like, half a star. And she's like, really? As terrible? Was like, well, that's the lowest we give. We don't give no stars here at Review. That's... So even if it's bad, like addiction, he's like, well, I tried those other things. Now I'm going to try to see if I'm addicted to cocaine. That was fucking hilarious. He had fucking coke all over his face.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and I found my life to be so
much
better.
I'm a little bit tired.
That guy's funny. That guy is funny.
Yeah.
He played a funny part in that. I already talked about it, though, but in that... Silicon Valley, the pilot episode of that. He was a doctor. It was funny.
You enjoy that Van Halen song, Ain't Chunky Butt Love.
Yeah, I heard 30-pound test do it with Dave Wilson on vocals.
All the loose ladies, I want to buy your disease.
All the loose ladies, I want to buy your disease.
Ate turkey for lunch.
That turkey is
rotten.
Beef jerky to Malone.
Did you buy Arsenio?
He's having fucking animal sex over there.
Did you buy Arsenio Hall's?
No, dude, I didn't.
Chunky A when he came out with his rap CD?
No, I didn't know he had one.
Yeah, dude, he came out with the Chunky A at dude, large.
He was on Deal With It. That show that I've been watching a little bit.
I saw that, but I don't get the channels.
It's pretty funny.
And
I didn't see the
one with him. Will rock.
They had a dude. This girl like literally started crying. It was a hardcore prank. Like, who was the guy? Oh, it was Tom Green.
Have you dug Junior's grave?
Who was it?
Have you dug Junior's grave?
So he told this dad to tell his daughter that. Him and his mom were splitting up, you know, me and your mom were splitting up. Mm-hmm. And he was an older guy, and the daughter was grown up. They were having drinks. She's probably 25. It's like, yeah, after all these years, me and your mom were splitting up. She's like, really? Oh, my God. Crazy, Dad. I can't believe it. And then they go, okay, now tell him that the person that you left her for is about to join you guys at the table. And he's like, okay, yeah, and you're getting ready to meet the person that I left your mom for. And this is only probably temporary, but, you know, just deal with it. And up comes a guy.
Uh-oh.
And then he introduced the guy, and then she's not even thinking of it, and he goes, so this is the person that is replaced that I left your mom for. And she's fucking started crying and freaked out. And they go, okay, you told her that was it, so you've passed it, because she was crying. They go, you can tell her now. You can tell her. And she's like, it was just a joke, and I'm so sorry to put you through this, but I just won $5,000 on Deal With It. And she's like, oh, God, I'm so, like, she was so glad that her dad wasn't gay. Which is kind of funny. She like literally burst into tears. Oh my God, Dad, why would you how?
That show's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. They make you do some shit that like almost ruined a friendship. They were having they set up a fake memorial in a restaurant where they put up a picture of a guy like on an easel, a big photo of him and a flower arrangement and in memory of this guy. And they just happened to be in the restaurant. They go, okay, get up and take some flowers out of the arrangement. And she's like, that's disrespectful. That's a dead person, and you don't know these people. And then they go, okay, go draw on the picture. Go draw some horns and like a devil's goatee on the picture. And her friend's going, what are you doing? That's so... She's like, it doesn't matter. We don't know those people. And then they were doing the service, and she goes, okay, get up. Does anyone want to get up and say any words about Matthew, you know, now that he's gone? We're doing the service. And she gets up. He was really mean to people. And he was really kind of a bad person. And the mom starts crying, you know, and the girlfriend is going, don't fucking touch me. She's like, I don't even want to be your friend anymore. She's like, this is terrible. And finally, when she won the $5,000, she's like, I just won $5,000. And she's like, you almost lost a friend. I mean, she was literally crying. She had a lot of makeup, so it's her. It was funny. I mean, it's rude, I guess, to make people cry and put them through that stuff in a public forum, but I'd do it for $5,000. Would you do it for $5,000?
Yeah, I'm poor.
Like if you and Gatch were out at, say, wherever you might go to just get some food, like say you went to Izzy's or something, and you went to the bathroom and there was a dude in there that said, hey, put this earpiece in your ear. We're going to tell you.
Right there, I'd probably like start running.
It's Theo Vaughn. I'm famous. Look, it's Howie Mandel. We're here. And they tell you. So you'd know it was legit.
All right. I'm not really sure who Theo Vaughn is, though.
He's a comedian that won Last Comedian Standing and whatever. But I would do it. You know, say you go into the bathroom at Izzy's and you're with your friend. And they say, put this earpiece in your ear. We're going to tell you what to do. For each stage you get to, you win more money. You can win up to $5,000 if you just do everything we tell you to say. And they like you'll be at the table and they'll say the waitress will bring up a glass of the water and they'll say, you like these waters? And they go, okay, now when the waitress walks off, take the waters and dump them on the carpet. And you just go, psh! And your friend would be like, why did you do that? And he's like, I didn't want that water. Tell him you didn't want the water. So they just make you do crazy shit. Like one time, mm-hmm. a guy's out with his girlfriend. He's like, get up and pull the tablecloth out and just pull everything off the table. Tell her you're working on a new magic trick. Like, oh, baby, I'm working on this new magic trick. Check it out. She's like, don't sit down. And he's just like, whoosh. She's like, I'm going to leave. Stop it. You're making a scene. And he's like, no, you're making a scene. And the longer you go.
You're a towel.
And then they'll go, okay, you just made $750. Here's the next level. What are we going to have you do? And
you're a towel.
Yeah, you're a towel. One, they made this chick think she was going crazy. The waitress and everybody was in on it, and they kept doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'd drop this pan and do the same thing and then come over and say, can I take your order? And he'd order something. And they'd say, we don't have that. And then he'd say, I'll take that. And then she'd order. And then they'd sit there for a while. And then... clang, and she'd look over, and then the waitress would come over, can I take your order? And she's like, I feel like I'm on crack or something right now. And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, I just feel like I'm going crazy. Isn't this weird? And she's like, what are you talking about? It's like, the same thing keeps happening. He's like, we haven't even ordered yet. What are you talking about? And then clang, and she's like, come over, can I take your order? And she's like, he'll have the matzo ball soup, and you guys are out, and he's going to have this. And why does this keep happening? Like, I'm not sure what you're talking about, ma'am. And so finally he got her to admit that she was crazy, that she was going crazy. He's like, you must be going a little bit crazy. And he won $5,000. But
did you see the one where the guy had to stab his wife in the eye with a pencil?
That would be great. Okay, pick up your fork and just stab her in the eyeball for $5,000. Will you do it?
No. Nah.
Honey, I love you. Ow, why did you do that?
For $5,000.
Our doctor bill will only be $1,000. We'll still clear $4,000. Your pain and suffering, I'll give you half.
Oh, jeez.
Now stand up and slap your wife right across the face. The cops come. Kick the cop in the balls and run.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a great spoof on it where they, you can
deal
win.
Deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay, kick the cop in the balls and run. He's like, I can't deal with it.
What about kick the cop in the balls and don't run?
See, because if you ever get, if they tell you to do something and you don't want to do it, that's what you, that's the thing. You go, I can't deal with it. And then your friend goes, you can't, mm-hmm. what are you talking about? You can't deal with what? It's like, I was in a game and I can't deal with it. But that'd be funny if they just had people kicking cops in balls and dashing and dine and dash. You ever dine and dash ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever dine and dash?
Yeah.
They asked me that. I've never dined and dashed. I feel like I'm missing out, so that's a bucket list of
have
mine.
Have you ever dashed and dined?
I did. I ran, and then
you ate.
I kind of skipped because my leg's kind of bum.
You ran with cheese and ate.
What?
What? You ran with cheese and ate.
What? Cheese and ate?
Yeah, you ran with cheese and ate.
I ran with cheese?
You dashed with cheese, and then you ate it.
What are you saying? I'm hearing the words that you're saying, but I don't understand.
You dashed with cheese.
Dashed with cheese? What does that phrase mean?
You went to the store, and then you dashed with cheese.
What does that mean, with cheese?
With cheese. With a block of cheese.
Okay, because you can get a burger with cheese, but I don't understand dash with cheese.
Like you're dining and dashing, you're dashing and dining.
With cheese?
Yeah, with cheese.
What does that mean?
You go to the store, and you get some cheese, and then you dash.
With cheese?
Yeah.
I do steal cheese.
Exactly. Okay. You dashed and then you dine on it.
Okay.
You don't dine and dash. You dashed and then you dine.
I steal some cheese and then I go make a grilled cheese. So I dash. Okay.
Hey, sometimes it's to read people who died today.
I'm sorry that that took so long for me to figure out, but that's now fine. I totally
don't,
get
doesn't
it.
Bother me. Wee Kim Wee.
Oh, he's a little guy.
Fourth president of Singapore died on this day.
He's a little guy with a girl named Wee Kim Wee.
American actor Augie Blunt. Remember what his most famous role was?
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
No. It was in...
his most famous
Charlie,
role was Cinnamon.
Charlie Sheen's
first Charlie
movie.
Sheen? What is that?
Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Chinese.
Augie Blunt was in Charlie Sheen's movie?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you being blunt with us?
No.
He died in 1999.
Kim Wee Kim?
Wee
Kim Wee?
He was in
Wee?
Ghost.
He what?
He was in Ghost.
Who was?
Augie Blunt.
Oh.
He was also on, he was a saxophone player on an episode of Full House.
Are you talking today in history? Because I got some shit for you.
No, well, I'm talking about people who died today in history.
Well, that's kind of...
like Anne Boleyn.
Boleyn?
Who?
Anne Boleyn.
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 With a Y?
Yeah.
It's Boleyn. Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn.
Not a lean.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's tomato, tomato. What about German physician Ludwig Stumpfegger?
That's not funny.
Ludwig Stumpfegger.
He was the personal physician of Adolf Hitler.
What the fuck ever? Oh, yeah. Now I've got fucking Nazi ties because I have one leg.
J. Edgar Hoover died on this day.
Stumpfeckler?
Yep.
Hey, that's distorted thinking.
Well, it was 50 years ago today. The Beatles' second album went to number one and stayed there for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
1964, the Beatles' second album went to number one and stayed there for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Against who else was there?
Probably the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yes.
I don't know, but it was 20 years ago today in 1994 that Dr. Kevorkian was found innocent of assisting suicides.
Yeah.
And did you know it was just a couple years ago that he died? And I'm glad to say that he died doing what he loves.
It was a couple years ago today that Osama bin Laden died.
That is true.
What?
Bin Laden 3 years ago today was found killed. Found and killed.
Do you believe he was killed?
But you know what happened 10 years ago today?
Do you think he ever listened to a podcast?
No.
Not today, even like an extremist podcast?
Today in 2004, Christians killed 630 nomad Muslims in Nigeria.
Wow.
That's a great Christian thing to do. You know, what would you do? I killed 630 nomad Muslims in Nigeria.
That would be tough.
But you know, Dr. Kevorkian, he died about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I remember I was doing stand-up at the time, so it couldn't have been more than three. And I was glad to find out that he died doing what he loves. Killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why, did he kill himself?
No. He just died from being a fucking asshole. I'm just kidding. He's a good guy.
Well, supposedly he was doing a good service.
Yeah, he was. People were suffering, man, and he was helping them out of that because people think that you go somewhere when you die, and you do. You either go in the ground or you go in an urn. And it's like UFO says, lights out from London. You don't remember. You don't have to worry about shit. So don't worry about your kids and stuff after you're dead because you don't have to worry about it. You're done.
Did you know
D-U-N.
Alex Trebek is a Canadian-American television personality?
Yeah, did you know that he's going crazy right now?
Why?
You didn't hear about that?
Nope.
Dude, Alex Trebek might well be losing his mind.
I bet he is, because I've seen him sometimes,
Do you know how long he's been doing that show?
Oh, yeah, 40 years.
Yeah, for 30 years.
Long enough to where it made his fucking mustache fall off?
Since 1984.
That's fucking 30 years.
Before he hosted other game shows, including The Wizard of Oz.
Alrighty.
Have you ever seen that show, The Wizard of Oz?
No, but have you watched...
Have you seen Double Dare?
Have you watched...
Have you seen Pitfall?
Have you watched...
High Rollers?
Have you watched...
He became Pitfall. A naturalized citizen in 1998.
Okay, listen.
All right.
Have you watched fucking Jeopardy lately?
Oh, yeah. Watch it all the time.
Okay. I don't think you guys have. When was the last time you watched it?
Friday?
Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
And every time he goes, answer is, that's when you hear the ba-doo, ba-doo, ba-doo. But I always know just a split second before that because that's when he goes, answer is.
What's the answer?
Ba-doo, 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 daily double. That's when he does the daily double.
Hey, ma'am.
He doesn't say the answer is on the other questions, but when he says the answer is, that's when you know it's a daily double.
Are you absolutely positive?
Yep.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I'm a Sajakian. It's a new religion.
Really?
Following Pat Sajak.
You should follow Pat Sajak because it's not going to be long before Alex Trebek is off the air.
Come on.
You don't believe me? Okay, listen. Here's an example. Here's a clip from a recent episode of Jeopardy.
All right.
Vowels for 800.
Channing Tatum takes vodka, cranberry juice, 400 gallons of blood, and a lime wedge. Add this fart fruit juice to make it a sea breeze. What was the U.S. mail?
Men at work for 1600.
Steve Carell is a modern-day Hitler, romantically linked to this kitty tractor pull. Lovely, my dear, yet oh so deadly. The old curiosity shop.
$5 for 600.
Hey, mister, it's a small circular breed of dog that stores bile in a Roman Catholic church. The rotating part is the cylinder.
Behind bars for 400.
He's fucking nuts.
This beverage is made from the bloodiest Hanukkah oil, but you had to spit with the wind atop a frozen Wonder Girl. His name was Dwight David Eisenhower.
See? He's fucking nuts, dude. I think he's losing it.
What's going on there? What was that?
It's called Has Alec Trebek Completely Lost His Mind? I think it's from Conan.
He must have lost.
He doesn't sound like he's making any sense whatsoever.
His mind.
You almost lost your phone.
You ever watch that show Pitfall, that old game show?
I don't think so. Flames has.
What time was it on?
I think it was like in the morning.
It was on in September 14th, 81 to September 1982. You were right.
You're so smart.
It was at 10 o'clock in the morning sometime in there.
Yeah.
Two contestants attempted to predict how the studio audience answered questions about lifestyle and personal preference.
Perfles?
Yep, they were shown four possible answers using a keypad. Each audience member chose one of the responses, after which Trebek asked each contestant to choose an answer that they thought received the highest percentage of votes. If either of the two contestants picked the answer which that received the higher votes, then the player earned a point and a pit pass, which would come into play in the pitfall round. An additional pit pass was awarded to contestants possibly reached 3 points, and the third pit pass was awarded when a contestant reached 5 points.
That was very well read. That was a good job. You could have been a fucking micro mini man motor ass.
The champion attempted to cross a bridge composed of 8 numbered sections in less than 100 seconds by answering general knowledge trivia questions. However, 3 of the sections were pitfalls. To help the contestant determine which sections were safe and which were pitfalls, the contestant watched a flashing show of lights during which each section of the bridge lit up in random order. Safe sections lit up once, and pitfalls lit up twice. Based upon the number of pit passes won during the game, the contestant chose the number of pits passed corresponding to the 8 seconds of bridge on sex pass for missing.
The only thing I heard that whole thing was safe sex. You said safe sex in there somewhere. I don't know why.
Trebek and the contestant then rode an elevator to the top level of the bridge.
And then he tried to make a pass at him. That's when Alex Trebek tried to kiss the contestant on the mouth.
Why don't they do a game show version of Why don't they do a game show version of Hangman?
I think they already have that.
They do.
Yeah. What?
On the Game Show Network, they have every game show.
Like you're all hanging from a noose, and you have to guess what words are.
Yeah, and you try to shoot the balls off of them first before they get home.
You ever try to shoot the balls off a dead noose?
Every time you guess the wrong letter, they cut off an arm. Whap.
Wappy wap. You guys know what that means. Happy birthday to Lance Still.
Hey, happy birthday, Bang.
Happy birthday, Lance.
That's not really what it means, but that is true, and we're going to combine birthdays and what's in Hans' CD player, because Lance was in a band or two with Hans, and now they're both not in that band at the same time. Hans today is listening to DRI, the Dirty Rotten LP, back from, 84, 85, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, so he's going punk rock on us, and I have gone stoner rock. On my turntable, I was spinning the double album, 180-gram vinyl reissue of Monster Magnet, Spine of God. That's a heavy record, dude.
That is Jeopardy.
What is Monster Magnet, Spine of God? A 1992 album released by a stoner rock band from Red Bluff, New Jersey, containing the song Pill Shovel.
Why is... You know what I'm going to ask?
I don't.
Why is 180 good?
Why is 180 good?
Gram vinyl.
I don't know. It's heavier and it costs more, and it sounds cool to say, I guess.
All right. Well, I was just wondering if it's heavier. Does it
last longer?
Is there a capping point? Like, what if you had an 18,000 gram?
It probably wouldn't turn, because I've noticed that Kenwood turntable is old. It's about 10 years old, and maybe 15 years. God, time flies.
It's time to retire it.
But it's not super strong,
mm-hmm.
and like... The hole wasn't exactly right. Like, it wasn't big enough, so it was catching up. But
some of those 180 gram LPs, it's hard for them to spin.
Yeah. You know, at first they used to, instead of just the vinyl as it's formed now, they'd record stuff on hula hoops.
Yeah.
And it would have to spin really fast, and but the needle pots. Would get on there, yeah.
Yeah, the clay pots are cool.
Mm-hmm. So, wouldn't, yeah, I guess more weight would drag on it, wouldn't it?
Seems like it, yeah.
Or the turntable underneath would just, like, keep on spinning.
You'd keep on spinning. Mm-hmm.
What's the most records you ever stacked?
On one listen?
Yeah.
Oh, three or four or five.
Well, I only got... The record players these days just have a nub.
Yeah.
So you can't really stack records.
I remember the ones back in the day.
I used to just do two.
You could get like 30 on there.
Nuh-uh. Would you do that? The arm would be all up and...
I remember getting a McDonald's vinyl record.
Yeah?
From McDonald's. It was like one of those little... It was like thin, like a sheet of paper.
Remember the ones you used to get in Mad Magazine sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Cream and Hit Parader Magazine.
I remember those.
Cream, yep. the porno, mm-hmm. not the music magazine, the Cream. Yeah, it would be just a girl fucking on a record.
That'd probably be a huge seller.
It was.
Wait, they did, Yoko and John did that
I
one.
Bought a lot of them.
I was going to say, did it drain your bank account?
It was huge. I didn't have a bank account. I was 12.
Oh. Your piggy bank?
Yeah. Yeah, piggy bank sex. That's what they call it.
I got some good piggy. News for you, dude.
What do you got?
This is Florida news.
Oh, good.
Florida news.
Yeah, I didn't know if we were going to have time for Florida news. If you got something good for Florida, let's do that shit up.
That was good.
You do some Florida news, and then I'll follow that up with some Colorado news. And then we'll get the fuck out of here after that. So, yeah, here's some crazy Floridians. Is it going to be crazy or is it just going to be regular?
Two women had an argument on Facebook.
That's not that crazy, but yeah. Okay, let's hear it.
In other Florida news, that same woman, the pregnant one, went to the other woman's house to slap her.
What?
After she did slap her, the woman shot her in the stomach, killing her unborn baby.
What were they fighting over?
They were fighting over Facebook.
You know, that just happened in Mexico not too long ago.
So I'm wondering, if you shoot somebody in the stomach, killing their baby.
Yeah, is it double murder?
Is it murder? No, the woman didn't die.
Oh, just the baby died?
But can you believe that it's murder without believing that life begins at conception?
That'd be murder.
And the abortion stance.
Well, if it's past abortion.
Those are two different, that's the same thing, right?
Yeah. I've always thought that abortion is killing a child anyway, but mm-hmm. it's the parent's choice. You fucking shot the load. Or
you shot the load.
Or your egg came in, sucked it in her butt. So you should be able to pull the plug on that thing. I mean, I think you should be able to kill it up to 3 years after you've had it. Seriously, like, if he's being a dick, and he can say, hey, abortion still can happen to you, all right? Roe versus Wade, 1973, still hasn't been abolished. But
in crazy Florida news, a school for 10 years gave its students 3 tablespoons of Mountain Dew and some trail mix on the days that they had their statewide assessment tests.
3 tablespoons?
3 tablespoons of Mountain Dew and some trail mix each day.
That's not very
much. It's like 9 or 10 days in a row.
Now they're just going to give them water?
Despite the school having A-plus ranking and being amongst the top test scores in their county, a grandmother complained and now they won't do it.
Hmm. 3 tablespoons. I wonder how they came up with that.
Well, it's probably just one of those little cups, right?
All right.
Like those... They used to give us fluoride or whatever. Yeah.
Here's some Mountain Dew.
Or you go to Arby's.
Get to work, you little
kids. That's what they give you at Arby's for your little
spit
sauce.
Cup.
Yeah.
A spittoon.
You know those things, though, because they have the pleated sides like pants?
Yeah.
If you blow into it, it makes it bigger. It
right.
blows up.
Yeah.
So you can have more ketchup than... Arby's sounds good.
All right, well, I think I got you busted. I got you beat here. Crazy Florida story number three, St. Lucie, West Florida. Florida Highway Patrol troopers arrested a man who was driving down Interstate 95 while masturbating in the nude. Mm. After a semi-truck driver called, he was looking down on him. He pulled over. The driver reported that he slowed when the semi-truck slowed and sped up when the semi-truck sped up while masturbating. So he's jacking off, driving down the road, just keeping pace up with this trucker, and he's like trying to slow down. I don't want to see this. I'm trying to speed up. Victim stated the driver seemed to be enticing him and harassing him.
He was on a motorcycle?
No, he was in a car. The victim stated that the suspect continued masturbating with the interior dome light on so he could easily be seen. He was clothed, but his zipper was down when they pulled him over. He denied masturbating. He said he was on his way back to school in Boca Raton.
Nice.
He was arrested on indecent exposure charges.
Yeah.
All right, I can beat that.
Crazy Floridians.
I can beat that.
Let's see. What do you got?
In Orlando, a man was riding a motorcycle when the car behind him noticed that frogs were flying out of his anus. At least a dozen frogs hit the driver's windshield, is for what she said.
Is this a true story, or is this you just trying
no,
to...
No, yeah. I said I could top it.
It's not real? Are
Dude,
you making
frogs
it up?
Coming out of a, over a dozen frogs coming out of an anus.
Well, crazy shit happens.
In Florida.
Well, here's this fucking stupid bank robber.
All right.
Guy walks into a bank. He says, give me hundreds, fifties, twenties now. Do not set the alarm. Hurry. Well, he left the note behind, and it just happened to be written on the back of an online job application that had his whole name and information on it. So they got his fingerprints off the note, and it matched up with the information on the note, and they tracked him down in no time. So don't rob a bank with a demand note written on the back of an employment search form.
People are dumb when they're the dumber.
That's true. Just ask Jim Slorison. He had a bad time.
I called
down
him,
in Florida,
but he could not be held or reached for comment.
He could not be hallucinogenic comment. All right, so that was the extended version of Crazy Floridians, and I told you I'd wrap it up with a Colorado story. You guys are going to like this one. What do you think it has to do with, since it has to do with Colorado?
Weed.
Winner, winner, skiing. Chicken dinner. Nope, we have Flames as a winner on that one. Weed.
Resorts.
Four Colorado fourth graders are facing discipline after they were caught selling marijuana at school from their grandparents' stashes.
Were they in cigarette form?
The two separate but related incidents happened earlier this week at Montfort Elementary School.
Fourth grade, how old is that?
That's 10. Three 10-year-old boys and a 10-year-old girl. Over the past 2 days, we've been having two separate incidents of students bringing marijuana into our school, both in the form of a loose-leaf marijuana and an edible form of the drug. We urge all parents, grandparents, and anyone who cares for children to treat marijuana as you would prescription drugs, alcohol, or even firearm. It's potentially lethal
Lock
to children.
Lock him up.
Potentially lethal to children, my ass. I've been smoking weed since I was 4. Okay?
Yeah, but you still should lock it up.
No, you shouldn't.
You know, unless you want it
unless
to
you
want to
have your yeah, unless you want to run out. But I'd say share with your kids because you got to share food.
Yeah, but you don't want them taking it to go and sell.
Oh
to school.
No! You just smoke it with them.
Yeah.
They have not been charged with any crime, but they have been suspended. None of the parents or grandparents
Finally.
Will face any charges at this time. The word of warning is the stuff is dangerous, and we wish these kids would secure it before they bring it to school. Just kidding.
I have a question for you. It's multiple choice.
I got an answer.
Easy, medium, or hard?
Hard.
All right.
We both said hard. All we got to buzz in for this, or what is it?
Yep. Who said I was always my own person? Was it Pete Seeger, Little Richards, or Willie Nelson?
Little Richard!
Willie Nelson.
Uh-oh. You guys want to use wrong. It was Little Richard.
All right. I went ding, ding, ding. I was one to nothing now.
When did the first registered the term pop song?
1964.
86, 26, or 1970?
70.
I already said 64, so I lose.
It's multiple choice.
Okay, I didn't know that. I'm being a dick.
26 or 86?
26.
He said 26 seven. Is correct.
Oh, 2-0. We better go 3 out of 5.
Wow.
All right. What famous singer did a performance at the 2000 Dragon Con? Slimenstra Hyman, Angela Gasgow, or Doro Pesh?
Angela Gaskell.
Slamin Sluthrahyman from Gwar.
That is correct.
3-0.
What three charges alleged the label A&M against the Sex Pistols?
Okay, what are those charge choices?
Destruction, attempted rap, dot, dot. None. Drug abuse, robbery, and ass, dot, dot, dot.
None.
I'm going to say attempted rap because they played punk rock.
Attempted rap was correct.
Yeah.
BMI. That's kind of rap, you know, like NRK in the UK. It's a
bowel movement industry. Is that the BMI? What musician should wear glasses because of their hyperopia, astigmatism, presbyopia, and
Elton John,
asymmetria, and strabismus? Is you it Bob Moore, Roy Orbison?
You quit talking like that.
Or Carl Perkins?
Roy Orbison.
Orbison?
That was a tie.
Orbison.
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 That's the answer, though.
Yep. What years were the MC5 cover of Rolling Stone? 65,
68, 70.
What?
70. What's the MC5?
Oh, you missed Wednesday's episode.
Nope, wrong. 68.
They were a band that did that song, Kick Out the Jams, Motherfucker, first. Everybody's redone it. MC5, they were a radical band from Detroit that pushed the boundaries of punk rock and heavy metal before there was either.
Nice.
Before Iggy and the Stooges.
Nice.
They were radical politically because they went and they gathered information from all the Detroit people, and they really kind of preached at their... we have a clip from them actually on a victims thing where it says, you have two choices. You could be the problem or you could be the solution.
More pie.
Well, that's Jell-O. We mixed Jell-O Biafra in with some MC5. So, brothers and sisters. So they're kind of preachy, but pretty kick-ass rock band from 1968.
Everybody envies me, and those who do not should. Who said that? Liam Gallagher, Robbie Williams, or Adam Clayton?
Those guys are all dicks. That guy's from U2. Robbie, whatever, is from the band, and I'm going to guess him. And the other dude is from fucking...
No, it was Liam Gallagher.
The dude from Oasis?
Yep.
Poop liquor.
Who said this? Beep. Almost always beep. Pee in the yard or the garden because I like to pee on my property.
John Lennon.
Was it G.G. Allin, Sid Vicious, or Iggy Pop?
Iggy Poop.
Sid Vicious.
Stinky Poop. Stiggy Poop.
What was it? Iggy Poop.
I've won this game by a landslide.
On how many occasions have been blamed on plagiarism to the band Coldplay?
4.
6.
4.
25. 4. Or Ninguna?
25. Limguna?
Ninguna.
What's that?
Ninguna.
I don't know. That's an option.
That's a number?
On how many occasions have been blamed of plagiarism to the band Coldplay?
4.
6, 25, or Ninguna?
Ninguna.
6.
6 is correct.
All right, let's stop this game now.
Which two members of the Ramones were fighting over a girl?
Joey. Dickie and Faggy. Ricky and Rocky.
Joey and Johnny.
That was close. Ricky and Johnny. Joey and Robbie. Lenny and Johnny.
Squiggy.
Lenny and Squiggy Ramone.
In what year formed Vince Clark of Depeche Mode?
I don't know, man.
Say what now? Wait, year?
To what year formed Vince Clark of Depeche Mode?
I don't know.
Oh.
1926.
Don't know.
I already said 1926.
Depeche Mode?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that can't be true. I told you to stop this game. He keeps fucking twerking out on his fucking mic stand over there. I'm getting messages on my phone. We got to get out of here.
Flames, did you know that a Tetsy fly could...
Tetsy!
Did you know that the Testy fly can...
Tetsy!
Did you know they breastfeed their children?
What?
Yep.
That must have some little titties on them fucking tits.
No, they'd just be maggots hanging from their tits, wouldn't they?
They'd just be maggots hanging from their tits, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to have maggots hanging from
flies tits. Hanging around with maggots on their tits look like big old elongated nipples.
I couldn't imagine fucking little fruit flies sucking on teetsy titties.
Yeah.
Teetsy teets. Teetsy teet. Teetsy teet.
Yeah, they'd be adults by the time that they were out of larva stage.
Don't forget about Pizza Now. We had some pizza bites today.
Dude, Pizza Now is the pizza of the now.
I know we already mentioned them, but we'll mention them again.
Go down there and ask them what their new pizza is for the month. You could probably still get little charts of their old pizzas.
Pizza. Yep, and you know what's coming back?
Hey, bud.
You guys know what's coming back? Brownsville Car Wash. We've secured our funds for our new pump, and we will have the new foaming brushes back in action here within the next couple of weeks. So that means we'll start advertising again here on the podcast. So go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Check out all the links. Click on all of them at once, and your computer will explode. If you just right-click and then highlight all 20 links or however many there are. And then
hey, there's like 90 episodes on this one page.
Yeah. You want to fuck around with us? We got some bandwidth up in this bitch. But yeah, go to the Amazon link, buy some gifts for your friends and yourself, and you'll get them at regular cheap prices, and we'll get some money. And then you can donate the rest of us your money from your PayPal right to us.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. Flames does it all the time. He gives us money to come on the show.
Yep.
Just kidding. We pay him. Thanks for listening, guys. This was a fun Friday.
Yes, yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, you.
Don't forget to breastfeed your testy fly.
And don't forget to try from Austin, Texas, the new breast milk flavored lollipops. Those are good.
Oh.
They also have alcohol flavored lollipops.
Do they look like boobs?
No, they just look like dicks.
They look like testicles.
They look like penises, dude. You just suck on them until the white stuff comes out the end.
Fuck that.
You can. You can stick them up your ass. I know what you're into. I won't tell anybody except for the 900,000 people that just downloaded this episode of Hey, don't forget to look for Stories on One Leg coming soon to an internet year near you. It'll probably be out this weekend or sometime. So thanks for all your support, everybody, and stick around for the new updated plugs after the show. Got new shows on the fucking thing.
Got new shows and a show's on my chin.
There's some good bands coming to town, you guys. I'm telling you.
Hell, man.
And
I tell you what.
Some people call them butt plugs. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Butt Plugs. We're going to be plugging up some butts for the next few minutes here and telling you where to go and what to do in order to make the best of your life. There's a lot of comedy open mics in the area that you could go to every week. And every other week, like at Donk Gong Comedy at Mount Taylor's in Eugene, 13th and Kincaid. It's every other Monday. It's now 8 o'clock, so it's not such a late night for a Monday. So come down there at 8 o'clock for signups, and then try your hand at the mic and see if you can make people laugh. If not, you'll get gonged. The rest of the week, you can go up to Salem on Tuesdays at the Capital City Theater with Jared Richard, 210 Liberty Street Southeast up there. It's an 8 p.m. show. It's $4 or $5, unless you're performing, then it's free, and that's a great little room. It's a theater with a stage and lights and all that stuff, and it's not a bar, so there's not a lot of chatter. It's a great place to perform. Unlike the Tiny Tavern, which is also a great place to perform, but occasional chatter and barroom noise at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair, in Eugene, every Wednesday with Mac Chase at 9:30 is the sign-up time. No cover charge. Also, no cover charge at the Green Room on Thursdays, 710 Willamette in Eugene, right next to Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. That's an 8 p.m. Sign up on that list. And then Krish Cafe every Friday with Mac Chase, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene, and that's a 9:30 sign up and also a free show. Okay, other comedy shows coming to the area that aren't open mics include Bridgetown Comedy Festival, May 8th through the 11th. That's, of course, this year, 2014. Check out bridgetowncomedy.com for full details. There's at least 50 to 100 comics that are all top-notch, super funny people. So get your tickets before they sell out, because they will. May 16th, it's Mac Chase's Comedy Extravaganza at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene with myself headlining, and Lucy Glass will be featuring. I think Mac will be hosting, and there'll be some other comics as well. That's a free show at the Tiny Tavern, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. May 30th, it's the 7th installment of the Grandstand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's in Albany. The lineup is not complete yet, so I'm going to wait and tell you about that in a couple weeks. But it's going to happen, so make plans to be there. I'll be there. June 7th at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Michael Ian Black. He's a funny guy. Go see him. $20 tickets, $25 at the door. A bunch of great music shows coming up. I'm just going to rattle them off as fast as I can. If you want information on the shows, go to the internet and check it out, okay? See how fast I can do this. April 29th, Mastodon and Gojira at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are $25 and $40. May 2nd, Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge. I don't know how much the tickets are. You go find out. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's. $15 tickets. May 3rd also, but at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, is Nile, Season of Suffering and World of Lies. Tickets are $13.50 and $15. May 13th, Wayne Static of Static X will be performing the entire album Wisconsin Death Trip in its entirety at Hawthorne Theater. That's for you, Lance Thill. You would enjoy that. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. May 19th, what? Ron Keel with Frank Hannon of Tesla at the Tonic Lounge. Oh, my God. Butt Rock City. Maybe they'll be doing their country rock stuff. I don't know. It's a 9 o'clock show, though. Check it out. May 22nd, Kevin Seconds at the Hawthorne Theater from the band 7 Seconds. Everybody's going out on a solo tour. $10 in advance, $10 at the door. May 24th, World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 and $7. May 28th, Black Flag with Cinema Cinema and Whore, H-O-R, Whore, at Hawthorne Theater. $20 and $25 are those tickets. June 6th, Alvin Palooza 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and Victims of Internal Decay. Also going out solo acoustic this summer is King Buzzo from the Melvins. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on June 18th. Tickets are $12 and $15. This one just announced. Guitar god Yngwie Malmsteen coming to the Tonic Lounge on June 27th. And not sure of the dates, though, but sometime in August is Guitars Under the Stars. And they've got a lot of big names coming this year, including Bruce Boulay from Racer X, Jennifer Batten from Michael Jackson's band, Tony McAlpine, Shredder. That's just a bunch of high up there names of Shredder. So it's going to be a good time if you're into that. Not really my thing, but whatever. And then the big news for me, September 26th, Sickness in September kicks off. It's a Friday night up in Portland. I think it's going to be at Tonic Lounge. Headlining the night, Wehrmacht, Dead Conspiracy, Direct Support, and then Victims of Internal Decay. Got the 10 o'clock slot for that show. Spawn will be playing before us and probably about four other bands, because I think it's 30 bands over 3 days, so it's a big-time annual festival. Sickness in September in Portland. You got a long time to plan ahead for that, so please do, and please be there. That's all I got for you. That was a lot of stuff. I read it as fast as I could, and it still took like 5 minutes, so it's got to last it for the next 2 weeks. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you on Monday again. Peace out.